Welcome to NGA Art Talk, a monthly podcast offering you deeper understanding of all things artistic, including talks with artists, curators, conservators, and collectors. Dorothy and Herbert Vogel have amassed one of the greatest collections of minimal, conceptual, and post-minimal art in the world, acquiring works by some of the most important contemporary artists of our time, including Christo and Jean-Claude, Sol LeWitt, Richard Tuttle, and Pat Steer. Curator of Special Projects in Modern Art, Ruth Fine, spoke with the Vogels shortly after they announced the Dorothy and Herbert Vogel Collection, 50 Works for 50 States Project, which will distribute their vast collection across the country for all to enjoy. In part two of this three-part podcast, the Vogels discuss why they decided their collection should go to the National Gallery of Art.
So, Dorothy and Herb, your collection and your relationship with the National Gallery started in the early 1990s, but there were visits to the gallery and visits from Jack Cowart before that, leading up to the association with the gallery. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the beginnings, the origins of your friendship with the National Gallery.
We started in 1962. That's before the East Building was completed. And 25 years later, on our 25th wedding anniversary in 1987, we came again. And this time, we looked up Jack Cowart, who was head curator of 20th Century Art. We had met him before, but he said anytime we came to Washington to look him up, and he'd show us around. We met him actually through Edda Renouf, and I'm not sure where we met him because everybody says he came over with her at one time a few years ago. But the first time I really remember him was after an opening at the Museum of Modern Art. They had finished a renovation at their whole gallery, and there was a luncheon for various curators from around the world. I don't know why we were invited, but we were. And I remember in the lobby, we were walking through, and he came and stopped us, and he said, "Jack Cowart, the National Gallery." I guess we had met him before, but he said, he gave us his card and said, if we ever came to Washington, to look him up. So we did.
And Jack remembers coming to your apartment around 1986 for the first time, 86 or 87,
well,
he thought.
My not remembering him is not unusual because I don't remember a lot of people who visit us. I mean, you can visit us one day and 2 days later, I wouldn't recognize you in the street. I'm good at remembering names, but not visual and remember faces.
You put all your visual efforts into the art.
I think so. That is a handicap I have, and I admit it. So if I don't recognize people, I'm sorry. But that is one of my bad characteristics. But I just want to say that on that visit to the National Gallery, we met Ruth Fine, who was head of the Modern Prints and Drawings. And we were very impressed with the way the National Gallery took care of the drawings in the Salinger boxes. At that time, we were considering other museums, but we really never thought of the National Gallery. But Jack started to visit us on a frequent basis, and we'd have long conversations about the future of the collection and about museums in general. And I remember him coming to an opening where we had a show in Florida, he showed great interest. And then he slowly convinced us that the National Gallery would be the best place because the National Gallery is a collection of collections. And ours would be a collection. And we're impressed that the National Gallery did not sell from their collection. They did not charge admission. And we're impressed by their conservation department, how they took care of their work. And when you think about it, since Herbie worked for the Postal Service and I worked for the library, we both worked for the government. So giving it to the government seemed very logical. So we decided that we were going to make our commitment because of Jack Cowart. We were actually going to wait till we retired or we died, but we were convinced that it was a good idea to do it when we're still alive, to see how it's taken care of. And it worked out well because there are a lot of questions about the collection we were around to answer. And to this day, there's little bits and pieces are being solved as we go through the collection.
We had the first exhibition from the collection in 1994.
Yeah,
from Minimal.
You and Mark Rosenthal.
We did.
But by then, I just want to add, Jack Cowart was no longer at the National Gallery. Roger Mandel was no longer there, and Earl Powell became the director after Carter Brown left. So I think Real Ruth are one of the few people that are still there than we started out with. We chose to work in 1990 with the National Gallery because at that time I retired from my job, right, and I had time to think about it.
Right.
And I was going to actually catalog the collection. I was going to get a computer.
And we wish you had.
When I retired and I saw the amount of work was involved, I sort of got cold feet. And also at that time, in New York City, they were changing all the windows in all the apartments. And we were told that would be disastrous for us to do it because all the dust would come in. So when the National Gallery offered to remove everything and take them to Washington for inventory, it seemed a good solution to a few problems. And so as the National Gallery went through the collection, decisions were made, and in 1991, it was decided to give some of the work right away to the National Gallery and to make some of the work promised gifts. And in 1992, I guess, the announcement was made to the public. In 1990, the work started to be removed from the apartment, like September 1990.
It took five truckloads to bring everything here.
Yeah, and I think the National Gallery had a whole year to categorize and catalog everything, which brings 91. So 91, I think a decision was made and was announced in 92. We did not want people to know we were working with the National Gallery in case they decided they didn't want it. And so we would tell people we were having a show at another museum. That's why there was no work in the apartment. But we would make trips with Jack Cowart to the National Gallery in Washington to go over the work.
Well, you were immensely helpful in those years, helping us organize the orientation of works.
Yeah.
And I identify artists when things weren't signed.
Yeah.
And there were many, many ways in which...
A lot of work was done, yeah. Luckily, we were still young enough to do it. We couldn't do it now.
You also, over the years, kept very good records of the artists whose work you collected. Great archives. Do you think your librarian's history...
Definitely. I think that my training was all for the collection, not for my profession as a librarian. Everything I learned from my profession, I transferred into the collection. That includes cataloging, archives, and being an organized person. All things that were helpful to my job were helpful to my relationship to the collection.
Well, Dorothy and Herbert Vogel, I want to thank you very much for joining us here at the National Gallery of Art.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure.
You've been listening to NGA Art Talk. Check back on the first Tuesday of each month for new podcast episodes.